song of praise, come let us worship the Lord. Trust in his might, walk in his light, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways, come let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign, come let us worship, worship the Lord, let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord, come let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb, worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord. Sing to the God of eternity, come let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary, come let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord, come let us worship the Lord.
Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice,
come let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man, conquering lion, yet suffering lamb. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. It's good to have you here this morning. Our brother Joe is not feeling well today, so if you could please remember him in your prayers, I would be very grateful for that. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on the side of your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate, and Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today and celebrating our Lord Jesus Christ together. Pastor Tomlinson is also still recovering from a severe case of bronchitis, so your prayers are also very appreciated for him, and also for Mrs. Tomlinson, who I found out was also coming down with the sickness yesterday when I visited. So keep them both in your prayers. For the deacons, there will be a meeting following today's service. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Terry will be bringing a message from Galatians chapter 5 titled Gentleness. Very good practical sermons that we've been having in the evening. The ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Please see Raquel or Tara or Mrs. Tomlinson if you have any questions. Or in lieu of Mrs. Tomlinson, I'm sure Candace would be able to also answer any questions you have. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 will feature reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapters 3 and 4. And the men's Bible study is scheduled to meet Thursday, February 12th at 7 p.m., but that is also... that is also canceled? Okay. I was going to say that is dependent upon the health of Pastor Tomlinson, but Pastor just informed me that that is also canceled. There is an important congregational business meeting next Sunday, February 15th, directly following the morning worship service. We hope that you will be able to attend that. And please refer to your bulletin for any activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week. And today we also have the good pleasure of dedicating baby Zachary following this service. So if you could stay and celebrate with us, that would be fantastic. So very happy to have him here this morning. Our scripture for this morning is from Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. It's at the top of your bulletin just inside. And said, "She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Amen. Amen. So let us worship the Lord together and begin our worship this morning with hymn number 2, Love Divine.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Would you turn with me as we sing the first and last stanzas of hymn number 44, And Can It Be That I Should Gain? Sing our final hymn this morning, hymn number 490, When Love Shines In.
Jesus comes with power to gladden when love shines in. Every life that woke and saddened when love shines in. Love will teach us how.
Standing for prayer as we look to the Lord for his wonderful mercy. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And we pray this morning that as we fellowship with one another, as we praise your name, and as we learn from the scripture, may the Lord bless our hearts and mind. May our families be strong. May our unity on the love of Christ be great. And may we leave this place knowing that we have been with God, that we have learned from your word, and that we are willing to practice the love of God into our heart. We are blessed this morning to bring Zachary into your presence. And Father, as later on, the families and our congregation, we will pledge to you that we will take care that Zachary may know the love of God and the love of each of us, and that he may grow in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for Melissa and for Nicholas, who are willing to bring that baby into your presence. Thank you, Lord, for our missionaries who are in the mission field, for Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Peretti, Jose and Diane Avila, the Informed Choice, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. But Father, we have a great and tremendous missionary, and that's called radio and internet. And the radio and AAD KKMC broadcasts our service and goes across California. Thank you, Father. And for the internet, our people who connect with us in New York, in Texas, in Arizona, in North Carolina, Father, everywhere people are listening to our broadcast. And the only thing we want them to know, that the word of God is true and that the counsel of God is healthy for our life. Lord, we are grateful that through the days, you and 32 years of ministry, you never left us on the lacking of support. Your people are good. They love you. And because they love you, they bring an offering to you. And so we are grateful for that, and especially grateful for those who listen over the internet and radio. We never request for any offering, but they are grateful for the broadcast, and they support us. Father, this season of flus and all kinds of things are coming upon our congregation and upon our city. And we pray for your protection and your divine care in the life of those who are sick, especially on our beloved Greg Tomlinson, who is very sick. Lord, I seldom saw that man sick, or at least he never told me, but he's strong. And so, Father, I pray for him and Maria, that you will cover them with your grace and strength. If I have a memory from my 32 years of ministry, it is this: you have given me the best partner I can have in the ministry, a man who loved you, and a man who loved me, and a man who loved the ministry. And so, Father, I pray for Greg that he be restored as quick as possible. Thank you, Lord, for being such a good God to us. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Jesus.